Older people in Murray Bridge are invited to have their say on issues that affect them as part of Country Conversations. Joining me now to talk about the initiative and August 25 event in Murray Bridge is Chief Executive of CODA SA, Jane Musserad. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Jenny.
So you're about to hit the road. Tell us about Country Conversations and what inspired it.
So this follows a really successful 20 regional centre tour that we did at the end of 2019. And 2022 is a really important year for us all. It's a year with elections in local council elections at the end of the year, but before that, state government elections in March, and of course a federal election sometime in 2022. So this is our chance to get out across regional shopping centres, where this focuses on the southeast and Burylands, and talk to people about what matters to them, what works in their community, what do they love about living where they live and ageing where they live. So our focus will be on growing older in our regions. But what might be improved and what would they have us stand up for in terms of those elections?
Oh, great. So it's a pop-up space that'll be at Murray Bridge Marketplace, just outside the Marketplace on the afternoon of the 25th of August, right?
That's right. So we'll be in the Murray Bridge Marketplace on South Terrace. We'll be there from 1:30 to 3. And what we do is we literally, you know, take a table and pop up. You'll see us. We'll make sure that we've got plenty of banners. And if you're an older person living in the region, or indeed anybody who's an older person, who we would welcome a conversation with you. And as I say, what we'd love to hear is what works for you. What is it in your region that's happening especially well and supports people as they age? But what doesn't work? And what would you have us say to local government, to state government and to the federal government?
Do you have the ears of the government? Are they receptive to your suggestions as a peak body and an advocacy group? Are you able to affect change for the community?
So that's one of our strengths. CODA has been trusted and independent. We are non-partisan and have existed since 1957. We're part of a federation, so we have CODA colleagues in other states and territories, and of course CODA Australia. So we feel very, very strongly about our reach, both on a national basis but also locally. And of course, more than a quarter of older South Australians don't live in Adelaide. And so it's really important that we hit the road and make sure that we reflect all voices, not just those that are, you know, familiar with government processes or indeed living in Adelaide. So that's what this is about.
Great. With me at the moment is Chief Executive of CODA SA, Jane Musserad, ahead of Country Conversations, which will be visiting the regions, including Murray Bridge Marketplace on the 25th of August, 1:30 to 3. What are some major issues people have raised at past events, Jane?
So we often get feedback about transport issues, about things, and this is particularly pertinent in regions. So people talk to us often about needing to reduce their use of a car, or indeed where they can't use a car anymore, and the lack of alternatives. And so we're really always interested in updating on what's happening locally, what works, what doesn't work in relation to transport. We always get feedback about health services. Again, sometimes really positive feedback about local health services that work well and seem to, and you know, in this case, we've as part of COVID, there's been access to telehealth. We'd love to hear how that's gone for people, but also about frustrations from time to time about getting to see specialists and being able to access specialists locally, or indeed in Adelaide. Obviously, too, we expect, we notice that the housing market is very difficult. The rental housing market is very difficult. We'd be very interested to hear from people who may be affected by that. You know, we often focus on that in terms of urban Australia, but indeed our regions are just as hard-pressed in terms of adequate rental housing being available. But we also hear, I have to say, often about great opportunities, great initiatives in our regions that have made people very proud of their local community. And we're also really interested in that.
Hmm. Yeah, there is something very special about a lot of our regional communities, often really strong and resilient and help each other out and volunteer and chip in and that sort of thing.
And certainly we would love to hear how that worked during COVID or how it is working during COVID. We certainly did a huge ring around last year in the thick of massive restrictions and discovered that there were, among the negatives, there were also some positives. People really appreciated neighbours who dropped a casserole over the fence or neighbours who offered to do shopping or simply made phone calls and checked in on people. So we're also really interested in what people's feedback to us is about what is and isn't working in terms of COVID. We'd be interested in, what's happened, whether people are choosing to be vaccinated or not. And, and we see the data nationally, over 70s, for example, are turning up to be vaccinated in large numbers. And we'd love to hear more about what people's decision-making is about that.
And I'm sure on the flip side, you can also talk about some of the work that you do and how you can put people in touch with each other and other organisations and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, so that, I mean, we, for example, have an aged care navigation service and we'd love to tell people about that. That's available by telephone, so there's an opportunity to tell people about that. But there are our Strength of Life services across, including across regional South Australia, and then the policy and advocacy that we do every day. So there's lots we'd like to talk to people about as well and tell people about. We'd love, you know, people to understand that CODA SA is an older people's movement, if you like. It is run by older people for older people and very much, you know, part of South Australia.
Great. So people can just rock up anytime between 1:30 and 3 p.m. Wednesday the 25th outside the Murray Bridge Marketplace. Jane Musseret?
Yes, absolutely. So I'll be there and our Country Programs Officer, Helen Morley, will be there. We'd love people to drop by, say hello and give us their feedback.
Oh, well, I really appreciate your time today. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Jenny.